really physically transformed. He looks like a bigger guy. I mean, anything that you've seen that speaks to some of the physical transformation he's gone through this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, you know, from – yeah, obviously I wasn't here with him last year. Right. But, like, from what I've seen from where he is, I mean, he's about as good-looking a physical specimen, right, as anybody I've been around. So, I mean, he from that standpoint, he's great. And the way he burst and his speed and acceleration is all, like, really good.
How much,
so,
how much of a benefit is it to him to line up next to Roquan every day?
Oh, yeah, I think any time you get to play next to a player like Roquan at any position or any sport, right, a guy who sees the game the way Roquan sees it, that's going to make anybody who plays next to him better. And I think for Trent, as a young player going in the first year, he's playing a lot, right? That's a great deal to be able to line up next to a guy like that and communicate with a guy like that. Is really, really good. It's amazing. Because I can go to him anytime I want and ask him, hey, what were you coaching here? How'd you coach this? And I get the exact answer. You know, the way Zach and I see the game is very similar. Like, how the position's supposed to be played, right? And that was, like, a big deal, I think, in the process when I got hired, was him and I were very aligned in how we saw the position. So for me, you know, being able to work with him and learn from him and talk to him about linebacker play, that's been amazing. So I love it, going to work with him every day. Oh, I mean, the system that's been built in here in Baltimore is really special. The way that we can do things defensively, schematically, you know, and then the way that we put the players in the positions, right? So fronts, coverages, that's all really good, and we can mix those things. But also the way we put players in position to succeed and the different ways that we can do it, where it's complex for the offense but really simple for us.
Mark, did you have much of a relationship with John before you got hired, and how did that process kind of unfold?
No, I mean, really, the first time I met Coach was when I came here on my interview, you know. The one person I had a relationship with was Roquan. Obviously, I coached him in Chicago. But I worked for Coach Reed for 6 years, and obviously there's a connection there with Coach Harbaugh. And, you know, definitely I have some mutual connections there. I was able to work out really well, and couldn't be more happy to be here. I mean, I don't know how much I leaned on him to get to know different guys, but I would say anytime you get to coach somebody like Roquan Smith, it's a blessing. Roquan Smith, he's a great player. We all know that. He's a better person than he is a player. So for me to have the opportunity to coach him again, be able to do that two times, that's really special.
Any difference from Roquan and, you know, now compared to the days in Chicago at all?
Oh, yeah, you know, he's a little more mature now. You know, he's getting older and all that stuff. But, no, he's the same great person he's always been. And, you know, what he goes day in and day out, the kind of person he is, the kind of man he is. You know, I got three boys. He's their favorite player, and I'm happy about that. Okay. So,
Mark, what is your years at Kansas working as an analyst? I know that role is kind of nebulous, and a lot of people do different things depending on where you are. I guess what did maybe stepping back or – zoning in, whatever you did at Kansas, kind of help you, you know, just appreciate football or study football?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like that the role I had in Kansas was much more of a big picture, right, 30,000-foot view type of a role. So it allowed me to step back and kind of look at the game through a different lens, you know, a more wide picture view, you know, which I think definitely now coming back. And then also, you know, being able to see college football and the things that are different there as opposed to the NFL scheme-wise, right? And then I think that definitely helps me as I get into the next phase here in the NFL.
What's kind of really stood out with Zach being the, you know, first-time defensive coordinator? Has anything really stood out as far as how he's, you know, put together the defense, how he's, you know, directing everything out there? Anything kind of stand out to you about that?
Yeah, I mean, it stands out to me, like, how organized he is, how detailed he is. I mean, how he sees the game, man. He's like a savant. Zio, like, sees the game in a way that's rare, you know. So for me to be able to go in that room every day and be with him, especially when he coached the position that I coach, you know, it's great. It's special every day. I really enjoy coming to work.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Awesome. Thank you.